Here's a couple of quick clips on why people are moving to Idaho.
It is a very different culture over here. It's an awesome culture. It's very American culture. It's a culture of the West. It's a culture of extreme freedom and extreme prosperity. Leave your baggage at home. Sell the Prius, sell the Tesla, get rid of them before you get here. Not that they're bad cars. It's just, this is a different place over here. Idaho is fiercely independent. Idaho needs to stay fiercely independent. Leave that garbage, leave that mindset at home.
He just can take off, just, you know, take off on his bike, and it's so safe, and everybody just watches out for him and goes and plays with all the kids. His friends live at the end of the cul-de-sac there.
Since we moved here, we've met another family from the Seattle area that very similar to us. In fact, the wife's a musician. She played in Seattle bands. I played in Portland bands. We have neighbors from San Diego on this street. Same thing. They have three little kids. They moved here. And everyone that we've met that moved here, it's the same thing. They had kids and they just were not going to subject them to the masks and the lockdowns and stuff. This is kind of weird little expat group, you know, that we all found ourselves here. And I like to imagine that there's got to be small towns like this all over the country and probably all over the world.
So every time I run a topic on people moving to Idaho, I hear all of you Idahoans. Stop talking about Idaho. We don't want any more people here. They're coming here because they're trying to escape the conditions that they created through the politicians that they voted in and all the taxes and all the political stuff in a town like Portland, in a town like Seattle. Stay at home. Idaho is full. I know I'm going to get a bunch of comments like that, so I beat you guys all to it, and I said it for you. Therefore, you don't have to put it. But you know what? Make those comments anyway, because it helps my channel. It just does. Even if you make terrible comments, I always recommend, hey, you hate my channel? Let me know. I don't really care, because you know, as long as you're saying something, YouTube sees that and goes, oh. So residents from liberal cities are flocking to this new state haven. New red state haven amidst rising crime and chaos. So you saw that one guy talking about, well, I don't want my kids to be in lockdown. Yeah, but you know, you were in Portland. What were your politics then? You recognize the end result of your politics, but do you realize that your politics created the situation you're in, right? So now all you're doing is just moving. Are you making Idaho worse? Probably. That's what I blame a lot on Seattle. Since the 1980s, Seattle has had an influx of people from California. So many people that have been here 20, 30 years, originally from California, and California was a hellhole then. And they're like, oh, we got to get out. We got kids. What I see with the younger generation right now is that as they have children, as they become married and start thinking about having kids, they move from Seattle over to the East Side. And then East Side gets overrun with ridiculousness. Because I've literally had friends, I'm 55, had friends do this same thing. And then they realize, man, my kids are in high school. This is not going well. My kids are getting told all this woke garbage at school. We're out of here. We're going to Idaho. And they'll go to Boise. They'll go to wherever. And it makes way more sense for them. In recent years, a notable trend has emerged as Americans from liberal-leaning West Coast states. Liberal-leaning? How about leaned into, right? Seek refuge from political turmoil, homelessness, and crime. What about the drugs? You got to throw the drugs in there. And crime by moving to neighboring red states. Man, I was in Seattle this weekend. There is so much effing graffiti over there. It's like, do they hand out spray paint cans along with the tents? Yeah, what's the deal there? It's so terrible. Among these states, Idaho has emerged as a favorite haven, witnessing a significant surge in its population by 12% between 2018 and 2023. Nick Kostenborder and Ashley Manning, they're emblematic of this new migration wave, having relocated from Portland to Sandpoint, Idaho. That's the couple we saw. With their young son in tow, the decision to move was largely driven by concerns over the escalating mayhem plaguing their former city. If you're going to be bringing kids into the world, you immediately have a different lens on the world. And you're like, okay, yeah, you know, I've been able as a younger person to be able to look the other way when somebody's taking a crap on the sidewalk, when somebody's, you know, got a bunch of people around them and they're handing out drugs, when they're chasing somebody else down the street with a sword. You know, I'm an adult, I can run, but when I got little Jimmy or little Susie in tow, I don't really want them to have to experience that. As a parent, you have this innate, want to protect your children from, you know, shenanigans and riffraff like this, right? You want to protect your kids. But, you know, that only goes so far. And then if your kids are in it, your kids are in the school and they got to deal with all this stuff. That's why you got so many people moving. Greater Idaho. You guys bring up Greater Idaho all the time. What about Greater Idaho? Yeah. I mean, you can see Eastern Oregon wanting to move to Greater Idaho. Create that one big state, right? That'll never happen. Won't happen in my time anyway. Ghost and Border highlighted the deteriorating situation in Portland, particularly the pervasive homelessness problem, as a pivotal factor in influencing their relocation. Nobody wants to be around out of control homelessness. Nobody wants to be around out of control drug addiction. And Portland has been so, so progressive that they're the poster child along with San Francisco. And San Francisco has been pushing people out due to housing prices for years and years and years. California in general has, right? I can get this in Washington State. I'll take two. As a real estate guy, I mean, we see that all day long. Your guys' housing prices here in Seattle are so cheap. You know, if you grew up here, you're like, oh my gosh, these homes are so expensive relative to what they used to be. But, you know, compared to California, they're a bargain. Take a dose. You're worried about someone else besides yourself, Coast and Border told the Daily Mail. So you start to notice threats more, like it's no longer charming to have the homeless guy asleep in front of the grocery store. Was it ever charming? No, you're a moron. Nobody thinks that. They just tolerate it. All right, that poor guy, he, you know, made some bad choices in his life. And as a society, we need to help him. You need to help him by getting him into treatment involuntarily if you have to. Anything short of that, you are kidding yourself from the standpoint of, yeah, he'll get into treatment when he needs to. Yeah, that ain't happening. And you need to address that. But you're not gonna, because it'd be too expensive. Now it's like, all right, this actually might be dangerous. Okay. Yes, correct. You are correct. Oh, I've got children now. I have to protect another life, another human being. Maybe that whole entire homeless encampment with the guy running around 9mm on his waist. Maybe this isn't such a genius idea after all. Maybe we shouldn't be quite so tolerant. Maybe we shouldn't be quite so progressive. Huh. This doesn't feel like progress now that I got little Jimmy or little Susie in tow with me. Portland's struggle with homelessness is well documented, with the city government maintaining a tracking portal to monitor the proliferation of encampments across its neighborhoods. Oh, that's nice. It's, hey, look at the map. Look at the homeless map. Got a lot of homeless. Such challenges have contributed to a broader exodus from blue swaths of the West Coast, fueling Idaho's population boom. Neighborhoods in Seattle area that don't have homeless populations, that have a little bit more handle on crime and whatnot, they're way more expensive than just your dirt ball neighborhoods like the U District, University of Washington District, where they've got a whole pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine, you know, tent encampment, because you got all those kids just, you know, pretending that they're helping. I'm helping Palestine. You know how far away that is? No, but yeah, my friend, you know, Stan, he lives in the dorm, a floor above me. He said that we should go out there with our signs and we should support the terrorists. Yeah. Because, you know, Israel is, you know, and the whole thing is just absurd. Currently, there are hundreds of unsanctioned camps spread out across virtually every neighborhood of our city, Portland, over a massive 146 square mile area, according to the Portland city government. That's what happens when you go down this very progressive road of, you know what? Just let people live wherever they want. They'll be fine. They'll pick up their own garbage. They'll be good citizens. They'll contribute. Yeah. You got all the other drug-addled addicts, you know, coming into town. Hey, handing out free tents? Give me one of those. For Manning, the appeal of Idaho lies in its promise of safety and tranquility for their family. And that's what old-school Idaho folks say. Yeah, we want to keep that. guys stay away. You guys, people from the West Coast, Best Coast. Yeah. Not so much in Idaho. That's what I hear continually. And I can't blame you, because your politics are going to change. People coming from Cali, Seattle, Pacific Northwest, things have changed, right? Yeah. A stark contrast to the urban unrest they left behind. She expressed relief at witnessing her son freely enjoying outdoor activities in their new community, a luxury she deemed unthinkable in their former neighborhood. Yeah, but how are you voting? How are you voting there? You still voting blue? Yeah. I don't see you moving from Portland and moving to Idaho and going, all right, all of a sudden I'm a Republican. I could be wrong, but I think there's a big swath of people that are moving that are just secretly taking their politics with them. They're just going to piss off all the old school Idaho people that moved there or were raised there or whatever, right? That's you just got to deal with that. You got to work through that on both sides. He can just take off on his bike and it's so safe, she told the outlet. Everybody just watches out for him. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. But in big cities, things have changed. You no longer have people running around. You got people running around. They're called criminals, and they're breaking into your homes. They're breaking into your cars. That's what's going down, right? This past weekend, Saturday, we had had a homeless dude riding the light rail in Seattle, and at the Capitol Hill, where my Capitol Hill train station, light rail, where he gets on to take the light rail down to the airport. Somebody did a little stabby, stabby, stabby three times action and murdered somebody at the light rail. Yeah. So, you know, hey, let's go take a family ride to wherever down the light rail, you know, line. Let's go take a family. Ah, you know what? There was a stabbing there. This is Seattle. Light rail, you know, metro just isn't safe. You got the nut jobs who are whacked out on drugs, riding the train and getting all high, lighting up their Fetty and getting all high. And then they just like to ride around the train because, you know what? They're not paying for it. So why wouldn't we just ride the train and other poor people with little children? Daddy, what's he doing? What's on the tin foil? Is that candy? No, that's not candy. The influx of migrants from cities like Seattle and San Diego has created a unique expatriate community in Idaho. Expats, right? Expats. Fostering a sense of camaraderie among those seeking refuge from ideological and societal upheaval. Brian Zielinski's journey from Washington to Idaho underscores the multifaceted motivations driving this migration. As a conservative and firearms enthusiast, okay, this guy I believe, he's like, yeah, leave your stupid cars behind, your electric cars, leave those behind, they're fine, leave them behind, and you come here, we're fiercely independent. Good. Absolutely. Zielinski found himself at odds with the increasingly hostile political climate in his home state. Selling guns? Oh. Selling guns in Cali, Oregon, Washington? Yeah. You need to move, right? Everything is political, Zielinski said, speaking with the Daily Mail. Whether it's the car you drive, where you work. I work at Amazon. You're wearing a mask. You're not wearing a mask. Oh, the masks were the worst, weren't they? You've still got people wearing a mask around. All right. You know, maybe you give them a break because they got something, you know, going on. They need to. But I think so many of these people are like, they're outside walking around by themselves with the mask on. And you're like, hey, pandemic's over there, sport. Yeah, you don't really need to wear that. I still feel so more comfortable. I just feel more comfortable with the mask on. And then you go to the protests and all the kids are wearing them. It's because we're doing illegal activities and we don't want to get busted by the police if they figure out what we're doing. Stringent gun laws and politicization of everyday life prompted him, the gun store guy, to establish his own gun shop in Idaho where he could uphold his values and livelihood free from government interference. I think there's so much of that going on. And, you know, that's why people are, they're dipping out. They're going to Idaho. People in Oregon want to go to Idaho. Right? Eastern Oregon, even Eastern Washington, same deal. They believe in freedom. They believe in guns. They vote Trump. They vote red. And yet you've got these, all these folks who are getting the F out of Dodge, West Coast, left coast, you know, best coast, because things have gotten so bad. So yeah, you've got these expat areas, but are they expat areas? Are they going to eventually change and devolve into this? That to me is the big, next big question. Because you're temporarily, you're going to have this lifestyle until enough of these nut jobs come. And they're like, hey, this is the best place ever. Let me let little Jimmy run around on his trike and he's fine. He won't get murdered by the, you know, axe wielding meth head down the street. Yeah, but how are you voting? You know what I mean? It's like, okay, yeah, you expatted, but are you going to take, you know, some of that stuff from your old lifestyle and just keep it going? Because this is what I believe. Yeah, I'm firmly entrenched. I'm being a good human being, recycling all my stuff and driving a little car, a little electric car. And you're going to go down all those roadways? Okay. Yeah. And that's what the locals are concerned with. That's what I continually hear from. So will the new red state haven continue to be a red state haven? No, it won't. And folks there have already felt it, right? You know what I'm talking about. You know I'm right, 100% right. Things change. So where after Idaho is the next haven? Wyoming? Montana? Yeah. Texas? Florida? Now, those places have already been overrun, right? Yeah. But like the guy said, there's a million little towns. You just got to find yourself one and go there and then vote red, not blue, because that's the policy you're running from. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.